Oh, look, it's an outstanding feeling. I don't think we've done that too many times, let alone against Australia. So it was really pleasing, and I think the way that girls sort of performed their roles was really pleasing. I think Susie obviously started off really well, and even the support of Rachel. I guess I knew that it was a mental battle, and I think scoring 180 games, huge. And just to get it today when we were chasing that total and against what is a really classy Australian side was pretty special.
Fantastic team was performance, some absolute screamers held by Rachel Priest as she equaled the New Zealand record for catches.
Yeah, she did, and I think at times we were probably a little bit sloppy in the field, and something that we've got to look at moving forward, but I think at times we were also outstanding. So Rachel certainly set the tone with in terms of the catches and led from the front from that point of view, and that was fantastic. And I think those little moments kind of swung the momentum back in our favour, and I know that they were sort of in a really strong position and were looking like scoring 300, so to come back and finish the way we did was really pleasing.
To bowl them out with more than an over to spare, you probably didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, I think we were a little bit tight on time, so we worked in our favour to bowl them out, but no, you certainly didn't think that was going to happen in the way that they were sort of set up. So to finish like that, I think the bowlers did outstanding and the fielders backed it up in that last 10 overs.
How did you intend to pace your innings?
Probably not quite so slow at the start as what it was. I was just fortunate that Susie was seeing it extremely well, and then Katie Martin and Katie Perkins sort of came in and played little cameos that allowed me to kind of keep kicking it over, but took the scoreboard pressure off me as well. I think I'd like to have gone a little bit sort of quicker at the first sort of half of the innings, but just thankful to get the job done in the end. I knew I had to kind of bat deep, and when you get in a position like that, you've kind of got to finish off the job, so just pleasing to do that.
So a 1-0 Rose Bowl lead, but I'm sure it'll be fresh in your mind that last season you had a 1-0 series lead, it didn't work out. So go to Bay Oval now, to Mount Maunganui, with a mission.
Yeah, we do. Look, I think we know what sort of side Australia is, and we know they're a classy unit, and they also don't roll over easily. So, and like you say, we were in this position last year, and then they came back and ended up winning the series. So we know that we've got a lot of hard work to do, and we've got a couple of days to sort of reflect on this game and look to improve things, and we certainly know that we've got to step up another notch, and that Australia are going to come hard.